This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to another edition of Reinvention Radio. How you doing, Mary Goulet?
Good. I just was messing with the sound.
I know. We're going to mess with all of this fun stuff. Rich Ote is in the house. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
How you doing? How you doing? All right. So we are breaking new ground here. As far as I know, and we're just going to go ahead and just claim this. We're going to claim this right fucking now, okay?
Okay. Claim.
Claim. So we are going to be the first radio show, like, ever to broadcast live on Blab. Now, whether or not that's
true,
I don't know. But we have just laid claim to the fact.
Claimed that ownership.
We have claimed ownership of the fact that we are in the new era of modern media. Okay? So we're breaking new ground here. We are breaking new ground.
What do you say about
here.
That, Richard?
So, Rich, are we the first radio show to actually do this live on Blab? And by the way, what's up, Blab Universe? This is all new to us. We are just trying to figure all this shit out. And welcome. So we figure, hey, I actually see a comment there. Someone's saying, I think you are the first show to use Blab. See? Someone just said that. See? Yes. Touchdown.
I do want to warn anyone who does back Steve on certain things that he says. Okay? Because then we have to live with it forever.
Yeah, you never know what the hell is going to happen.
Your mic is in my face.
What do I got? I got to, like, readjust you. All right, so we're going to play with all this fun stuff. At some point, we'll probably get Periscope rolling here as well. All right, so before we jump into all the good stuff about Reinvention Radio, and if you're just joining us for the first time, well, thank you very much. Check us all out on iTunes, and for those who have subscribed and rated and reviewed the show, very, 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 very thankful for that. Mary, you've got something already.
Well, I think it's so funny. We're doing a best of that we're going to, like, pull funny clips.
That's next month, right?
I think so.
Next month.
I don't know. Ask the boss.
Yeah, the boss will know. So that would be Rich. Rich, you're going to be the boss today.
Okay.
Is that next month?
Next month.
All right, sweet. So,
all right, Kelly, you lost your position.
Yeah, Kelly, you're fired. Oh, just kidding. I love you. Don't go anywhere, Kelly, please. All right, so here's the fun part about all of this, which is you never know what the hell's going to happen here on Reinvention Radio. And, of course, today we've got two amazing guests, and with amazing guests, you never know what the hell's going to happen here on Reinvention Radio. So in our first hour, we've got Lisa Cherney.
Yes.
Who is the juicy marketing lady. Or I think she calls herself specifically the juicy marketer. Is that?
Juicy marketing expert.
The juicy marketing expert. There we go.
And Stand out and be juicy.
And I got to tell you, if I had a choice of, who I wanted as a woman, I would want a woman who could stand out and be juicy, given the choices. Of course, the other option is to stand out and be dry, and that's not an option. All right. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, look, first and foremost, if you didn't know, my throat is all fucked up. Like, it's
bad. Why? What's wrong with you?
Like, I'm fine when I'm talking, which, of course, is much to everyone's chagrin here, but I'm fine when I'm talking, but ooh, when I swallow, like, I want to cry. Like, every time I swallow, I want to cry. Yeah, well, I think so.
What are you doing? We're in, like, an 8x8
box. The show must go on. The show must go on.
Oh, my gosh. Get me one of those masks.
Where's the bubble?
I'm not that sick. It's not like, you ever go to China? I've never been to China. I'll slide this way.
Yes.
I've never been to China, but you see all those people when they walk around.
Yes,
they all walk around with masks. What is up with that? Why do they all wear masks?
Because there's, like, a quarter of an inch between each person.
Well, I guess that would make sense. Yeah, that's what happens if you put 28 million
that.
Yeah, so I guess it's the pollution.
It scares me when they walk around here with a mask.
Because then they just look like they're carrying.
Did I miss something?
That's like a transmittable disease. Whenever you see anybody one of those masks, you're thinking, like, they've got something that I don't want. It's not like the other way around that you think, like, oh, they're just protecting them. No. I see those people and I think, they got some shit I don't
want.
And
they're in the food court.
And they're in the food
court.
Oh, great. So coming up on Halloween, and Rich, I know you've done pretty well over the years stealing children, stealing the candy from the children. Is that the plan again this year?
I just cut a hole in the bottom of my daughter's and it falls
just
into
take
my
it.
Bag.
Yeah, and I know you typically egg and toilet paper, TP the houses. Is that still the plan for you, Mary?
The best time.
All right, so
teaching my daughters how to do it.
So let's play a little game. I like my games. All right, so we're coming up on Halloween here. What do you think, according to the National Retail Federation, what do you think are the top 10 costumes? Just, like, try to run through what is on the costume list. For this year, what do you think is going to be on the top 10 Halloween costumes for adults, not for kids? This is just purely for adults. For those of us who never grew up and we still get dressed and scare each other, what do you think? What would be on that list?
Some of them are going to be racy. Correct?
Some of them are probably going to be racy.
So I was at Spirit yesterday, and there was one for a couple. She would wear something that looks like the outlet, and he's the one with the cord.
Outlet and the cord. That makes sense. Female and male receptacles.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. All right, so
Rich is going to take that home to his wife.
Yeah. After reinventing Primal Desire or whatever that episode was, Rich has been a lot happier. Yes. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but whatever Ginger Quinn said in that report, and Trish got that report, Rich has been a lot happier.
She was downloading things while he was walking in the door.
Rich has been a lot happier. All right.
Super stoked.
So, all right. So obviously you've got something racy on there, of course. But let's try to go through what else is on the list here. Top 10.
I don't know.
I'll help you.
No Minions?
No, absolutely. They are on there.
I was going to say Minions.
Minions
but then
are
you said
on
adults.
There. Well, you know, all right, here, hold on. I'll tell
How
you.
About
Minions. Oh,
Ashley?
No. Minions are for the kids.
Yeah.
Minions are for the kids, not for the adults. Mm. All right, I'll give you a hint. You talked about it earlier. You talked about masks. All right, so what's going to be, who's in a mask that typically is pretty popular around this time of year? Come on. Come on, it's slasher time.
Oh, Jason.
Yeah, exactly. All the slasher people, right? I mean, you see the Scream movie, the Scream. Because we never get over that stuff. We still like all that stuff. I mean, and, you know, it's just like put on the mask and now you can go out and legally kill people. And I think that's okay. I think that's.
Ooh, Kelly got that. She said Mike. I think she was trying to say Meyer real quick before we could.
Michael Myers. Exactly. By the way, is there a full moon this Halloween?
It just was, I think.
It just was. Is there ever a full moon on Halloween?
I think it's kind of
or is it
stars.
Never?
Funny.
All right. I know. All right. I'm just curious because I would think like if there's a full moon on Halloween, then shit just must like just blow up everywhere and people just must go nuts because first of all, you're giving people like almost permission to be crazy, which I think
become the werewolf
to be whatever they want to be. Which in this case, and by the way, let me tell you what the here, I'll go down.
We've got nine more to go.
I know. I'll go down out here. I'll go down the top. So there was a three-way tie for 10. Interestingly enough, basically what you said, you know, sort of that, and I love their terminology on this. They say it's the wench, the tart, or the vixen. the wench, the tart, or the vixen. So which are you going to be? Are you going to be the wench, the tart, or the vixen?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you even be any of those? You probably
I have an
be...
awesome witch costume.
Okay. And interestingly enough, that's number one on the list.
There you go.
Which makes sense because it's Halloween. I mean,
1 year I was Flo
from Mel's Diner. Oh, that one.
The insurance.
Do you remember Flo from Mel's Diner?
Yes.
Oh God, what'd she say? Kiss my grits. That was that was Flo, right? Kiss my grits. That was funny. All right, so tied for 10 is the wench, the tart, the vixen. You also have the political folks, right? Because of course you're going to have people walking around with the Barack Obama mask and the Donald Trump mask and all this and the other.
I think he's popular.
I tell you who I don't want to be for Halloween if I'm going to wear a political mask. I don't want to be Fiorina Carolina, whatever the hell her name is.
Carly Fiorina.
That's
right.
Because like people will not give me candy. If I go door to door as Carly Fiorina, people are going to kick me out. They're going to be like, yeah, I'm sorry. You are just way too angry. No matter how much sugar I give you, you're never going to be a sweet girl. And she's talking about like everybody wants to see me up against Hillary Clinton. Nobody wants to see you up against Hillary Clinton.
A good dog fight.
I don't know. I don't see her beating Hillary either.
All
right,
I'm
so
okay with her.
Number nine on the list, which of course is one of Rich's favorite, is the old medical profession, the doctor and the nurse game, right? I mean, that makes sense. You know, put on one of those sexy and how. By the way, Rich, you still have that sexy nurse outfit that you were wearing last year, yes? You do.
He just
look
throws
at
you under the bus, Rich.
Answer questions.
You're trying to answer questions. All right, so Rich is running Blab here now, which is awesome. And again, by hello, Blab Universe.
Blab?
I have no idea, but it's awesome that they did.
Rich,
and,
how did they find us on Blab?
Yeah, Rich, how are they finding us on Blab?
Here,
tell.
I'm actually, there was a little, I went on and I'm trying to get rid of, feedback right now.
Got you all choked up. Oh, there's a little feedback on Blab. Yeah, we're trying to figure this audio thing out. We're going to go into the board. Hey, Rich, you're there. What's up, man? How are you, buddy? All right, so we're going to figure all this stuff out. Okay, so number eight on the list, action superheroes, right? I mean, you know, of course that's going to be like an X-Man or somebody like that. That makes sense. Number seven, and I would have thought this would be higher up on the list, like more clues. Number one, the vampire. Wouldn't you think vampires would be super popular? I mean, with all that True Blood crap and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
You would think like, I guess it's over.
No.
Number six, pirates.
Come on.
It's still on the list. I know. For like 700 years, people have been dressing up as pirates. All right. Number five, Star Wars characters.
That's a good one.
All right,
there's a new movie coming out, right?
Is there? I've heard such a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
somebody said there's a Star Wars something coming out. I don't know. I stopped watching like after episode four or whatever it was. I don't even know what happened at this point. So now they're doing like a prologue to the story. I don't know. They're going. Rich probably knows. Some of our fans probably know, but I have no clue about this whole Star Wars thing. I don't watch it. All right, number four on the list, of course, the zombie, right? And by the way, have you ever been here for Comic-Con when they do the zombie walk?
No.
Oh, man. Rich, have you ever seen that? You've probably seen that.
Yes.
All right, so downtown San Diego, when they do Comic-Con here every July, part of the fun is they do this zombie walk, and people go nuts. I mean, the outfits are phenomenal.
I love that stuff.
And, of course, they're like, you know, you've got sort of creative liberty there to just with everybody, right?
Yeah.
So they're just messing with people. Like, you know, obviously those that aren't dressed up, they just mess with them going up and down the gas lamp there. It's pretty fun. You should check it out. Number three, Batman. Of course, everybody wants to be Batman. Now, but that could also be the Joker and someone else from the show, like Harley Quinn and those sort of things. By the way, if I'm like in Cartoon Land or that sort of thing, I'm going for either Jessica Rabbit or Harley Quinn. Like, those are the two girls. Like, when you or maybe Tomb Raider.
Jessica Rabbit, yeah.
Or what's her name? Lara Croft. Right?
Yeah.
If you're going to make up chicks, that's the Harley Quinn, Tomb Raider, Lara Croft.
How about Xena? Was that? Remember?
Xena.
She had
you know what I don't like about Xena?
What?
Xena will kick my ass.
Yeah.
That is like not fun. I mean, I want to be able to be with a woman. I mean, of course, Lisa Marie Jenkins of Gender Equity would not agree with this. But when I am with a woman, I want to actually be the man in the relationship. With Xena, I'm afraid I'm going to get beat up. I don't want to be beat up by my woman.
And then, a feminine flower.
Right? And then number one on the list, of course, is a witch. Remind me, by the way, of this this crazy story that came out of Walmart. And, of course, all the best stories
come out of Walmart.
So remind me to tell you about the story about the Jimmy Dean sausage and Walmart.
Brother.
And we will be back with more Reinvention Radio and Lisa Cherney right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What? Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulcher.
Yeah, no, we're good. Figuring out technology as we go along here.
Oh,
and we're breaking new ground. So I officially said, and somebody actually on this on the thread there said that exactly what I said, which is this is the first live radio show to broadcast on Blab.
So do you owe them money?
You know what? They're going to be our sponsors. I'm just going to keep saying that over and over again until this episode is brought to you by Liquor.com and Blab. So that's that'll be the plan there. All right, let's bring Lisa up. She's been patiently waiting. Miss Lisa Cherney, are you with us today?
I am. I'm very with you.
Yay! We've got Lisa in the house.
Yay!
How are you, Miss Cherney? Where are you at right now? Where are you joining us from?
I am in Southern California. I'm in Orange County. Beautiful Orange County, California. But I just want your listeners to know I'm a Jersey girl. So I got the East Coast thing going on.
Yeah, you do. All right.
I want them to know.
So let me get this straight just so I'm clear here. What do we have to do to get Lisa Cherney to drive 45 minutes to be in studio with us?
It's so much fun when people come.
What do we have to do next time?
I know. Okay, it's not the drive. It's the getting all coiffed up. It's the shower and the hair and
have
the makeup and
me?
The outfit and
yeah, but this is one.
Can see you.
Wait, and this is one of your work days though. I mean, because like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
well,
you're supposed to be dressed up.
Okay, you know, yeah, right. You've met me.
I have. All right,
You've seen me dressed up, but when I am not out doing my thing, I am in sweats and yoga pants, and I'm going to go meet with my trainer in a few hours.
Here.
So that's
All right.
Yeah.
So you pretty much
pretty
much just go around like white weight every day, which is good quality fun. Sweats and and the t-shirt. But next time we'll get you in studio. All right. So for those who do not know you, Lisa Cherney, why don't you give us the quick synopsis of who you are and what you do.
Who am I and what I do? Well, I was in corporate marketing and training for years, and I got laid off for 3 times in 2 years in about 1998, and I thought, okay, universe, Yeah. I could take a hint. Right. And I'd started my own business, and I started helping people with marketing. I was actually doing it for them, and I thought, oh, this is awesome. I'll, like, meet with them, and I'll just, like, do it all for them. And then I realized, you know what? They are not getting it. They don't know how to talk about what they do. They don't see what I see, mm-hmm. and I'm not really helping them. So I started to create some workshops and things and helping people get out of their head and find their own words to describe what they're doing so they can actually attract what they wanted. And that was in 1999. I kicked this whole party off, and now it's been 16 blah, blah years.
Exactly. You know what? It's interesting because you and Rich O'Day actually have something in common. He also has been laid 3 times in 2 years. So it's so you guys share that.
You're terrible.
So sorry, Rich. So sorry.
Yeah, you know. Well, it's, all right. So
4 times. It was Trisha's birthday the other day.
Oh, so congratulations. All right. Well, welcome back to the... and by the way, remember to tell you, I've got to tell you about this study. The study that all men have been waiting for finally just came out, and I'll share that with you here in a little bit. You're just shaking your head. Mary knows where this is going.
I totally know where this is going.
But the study to end all studies for men just came out, and I'll share that with you as well. Which, of course, will play really well in with the story about Walmart and the Jimmy Dean sausage. So I think those two go really well hand in hand. All right, so Lisa, do this for me, because I know that there are a lot of people out there who are wondering, like, how do I get my message out in the right way that actually moves people to action? A lot of people with businesses who just can't articulate who they are and what they do in a way that just moves people to take action. What are some of your tips around that? What are some of the things that people need to be thinking about as they look to position themselves in what's very often a very crowded marketplace?
Yeah, it is a very crowded marketplace. And the thing that's not crowded is when you are yourself. Right? When people can really get clear on what makes them unique, and they can get clear also who their unique ideal clients are, that combination of those two things makes people stand out. And I see the biggest mistake people making is just trying to be what everybody else is, you know? They're trying to sound like what everybody else sounds like, and they don't take a minute. Well, it might take more than a minute, but they don't take a minute. Just go, okay, who am I uniquely wanting to serve? And what makes me special? Like, yeah, I might have a title that sounds like a bunch of other people. I'm a massage therapist. I'm a life coach. I'm a realtor. I'm a lawyer. It might sound like everybody else, but y'all know that what you do is unique, and you have a unique way of doing it. And I think when everybody can own that and claim that, then their marketing is juicy.
Yeah, and let's actually talk about that. And it's a perfect example here, because our own Mary Goulet, believe it or not, she doesn't actually spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, thinking about and doing just reinvention radio, you know, all the time here.
No, so about 11:49.
To about 2:01. So you actually have a life outside of the studio, and that life outside of the studio also involves selling real estate, some of which, of course, is luxury real estate. But there's so many people out there who are in that game of selling real estate. How might someone like Mary leverage what you're talking about to really stand apart from the others who are trying to vie for pretty much the same buyers and sellers?
It's a really good question, and the thing that I think is really interesting about looking at something like real estate, right, because it could be a commodity, right, and it could be I'm just going to talk about price, and, you know, I'm going to, you know, make sure you find the house of your dreams, and, you know, it's sort of like you want to just snooze because everybody's saying the same thing. And what's cool is that when I get to meet Mary and I get to experience what she's doing, I know that she has a cool way of doing it, a cool way of being. She has a story that brought her to real estate that makes her unique, and she has a specific, like, reason why she's doing it, and all that needs to get into her marketing, because that's when people go, yeah, like, I want Mary, I that's what I want. Because if the entrepreneur holds back and just, or tries to just sort of appeal to everyone, then they appeal to nobody.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, for sure. So let's try to be specific here. So obviously San Diego, very, very, very competitive market. What are some of the things, like, what are some of the questions you would ask Mary to be able to get to the bottom of some of those unique ways of being, some of those unique characteristics? Some of, what could you pull out in a conversation? What would some of those questions be?
Okay, so there's the two things things that I talked about in the beginning when you first started talking to me. I said entrepreneurs need to know who their unique clients are. Like, they really need to claim the people they want to work with. So stop trying to work with everybody. So Mary's been doing real estate enough that she probably knows exactly who she does not want to work with, right?
Steve.
So we need to say, okay, Mary, who do you love to work with? Right? You know you don't want to work with a pain in the butt client. You want to work with the people that are what? Who are the people that you most have the most fun working with? What kind of people are they?
Let's see. That's people, like you said, that are not a pain in the butt, that don't want to go out and just slay someone else so they get the best deal.
Okay, so what are they like? So now we know what they're not like, which is really good to know. So what are they like? Like the people that you're like, oh, I want to clone that client. I want every client that I work with to be just like that one. What is it about them?
Okay,
what makes them your favorite client?
When they're nice, believe it or not. So when they're nice and they get clear on what they want and they... it's hard to say. I mean, I'm looking across my clients.
You have to say, though.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
You have to say.
And let's be real here. Okay, those who have cash and want to close quickly. I think those are pretty much like the main parameters that
but
you look for.
But they're the ones that can be the most demanding.
No, but they can be a pain in the ass.
They can
exactly.
be the most demanding. They're like, I am a cash buyer, and I can close in 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude,
right.
It's a little more broad than that.
So this might explain a little bit why... perhaps you're still playing with Tinder and those sort of things, because it's like you have this whole list of, how do you find these ideal clients? I mean, like, really, because it's like, you have
you
to have money.
What? They find
you can't
me.
Be a pain in the ass. Like, how would you word that in marketing?
So here's the thing, Steve.
That would be great.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If just because a client has money doesn't mean they're going to spend it the way you want or they're going to spend it on you. So this is a big difference, big distinction between an ideal client and, say, a target or demographic or a niche, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard me say, Steve, ditch your niche. And the reason why I say ditch your niche, and even though the marketing police are going to come arrest me someday because I'm saying that shit, right?
Yeah, Mary just stood
I
up.
Know, I know. No, Mary,
up.
I can see you, and you're still on your chair. So for the blab audience, you better get a little topple yourself off your chair.
Right? Damn it. I have
yes,
to tell the truth now. We actually have like visual confirmation of things going on. All right, I'm going to have to... This is going to be truth.
That's right. Yes.
So here's what we're doing. We're breaking new ground.
Okay.
We're moving towards truth in broadcasting. That's what we're doing.
Oh, no.
Well, this is where normal comes to die, right, Steve? That's
exactly.
What Reinvention Radio is all about. Yes. So the point I'm trying to make is that if you go for clients that have money, it doesn't mean they're going to spend it on you, right? So that's the difference between an ideal client and a niche or target. An ideal client actually values what it is you're offering. They're actually ready to make a move. They want to make a change. They're excited about it. And that's who you need to market to. Not to the people that have the money, but the people that are really excited to spend it on what it is that you're offering. And that nuance is the difference between working with people that are pain in the ass and loving the people that you work with.
Yes.
Yeah.
So far, I've been very lucky because a lot of my clients have found me. And they're like, we want to work with you. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So look, if you have a specific business, especially those if you're in sort of the commodity oriented businesses, like, I mean, you name it. But if you're trying to really differentiate yourself from the competition and you'd like some input from one of the best, you can join us live here. And maybe, Rich, you can pop this in as well into the Blab feed there. But it's 866-977-2346 and hit number one. And if you are listening to the podcast and not joining us live, which, of course, are those who are not on with us right now, we do have the phone number of 844. 844 Mr. Bold One, that's MRBOLD1, so 844 MRBOLD1, and you can leave us a message there, and we will answer your questions. If you have a comment about a past episode, whatever it might be, leave it there, and we will address it in a future episode. And Mary, you are
who's ever watching us on Blab right now, call in and get some comments.
And
case studies.
Exactly, and $1,000 an hour. I mean, this is a rare opportunity here to pick the brain of absolutely one of the best.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Lisa, here's what we're going to do. We've got to go to break here in just a couple of moments. But I want to start thinking about some of the ways that people who are in, let's say, the commodity-oriented businesses of, and let's do something very specific here, but let's do the commodity-oriented business of something like a widget, right? Something tangible that people sell. Let's talk about how they can differentiate those products from those who are doing something similar. So we'll be right back with Reinvention Radio.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulcher, as we figure all of this fun stuff out here and break this new ground on Blab. So I'm just going to keep saying that over and over again, because really, yes, when you come right down to it, this is the only time that we're going to be able to say that this is our first broadcast on Blab. So I'm just going to keep saying it. Like,
it's awesome.
Over
well, then
and
we'll
over
say
again.
Next week, we'll say it's our second broadcast
And we've got some folks here, and we actually just opened up a seat. So Walter just joined us, and I know Walter's just kind of hanging out, trying to figure out what in the hell is Reinvention Radio, and he'll learn that soon enough. But if you have
it's
a question.
It's pretty scary, Walter.
It is pretty scary. But if you have a question, you can do one of two things. I think you can actually raise your hand there, and we can open up a seat for you. Is that correct, Rich Ote? That's correct, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so we can open up a seat for you. If you don't have a question, then we'll probably put you back into the queue, and then that way you can just listen to what's going on here. But if you have a question, then we'll bring you in and open up one of those seats.
I would take advantage of being able to ask Lisa a question.
I agree. But Walter, at this moment, is just really trying to figure out what Reinvention Radio is. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's bring Lisa back in here.
Well,
so
maybe Lisa could give us a definition and of what Reinvention Radio is.
I would love to hear Lisa. That's
a
great idea. Lisa Cherney, how would you brand Reinvention Radio? If you were, let's just say hypothetically, Lisa, you were a juicy marketing expert. If you were one of these such people, what would you say about Reinvention Radio? How would you brand us?
I would say Reinvention Radio is edgy and fun and has a bit of a East Coast, you know, spice to it. I'd say that you appeal to people that are fast talkers and that like to know what's really going on. They want to hear it straight.
Yeah. No.
With the occasional F-bomb.
With the occasional F-bomb, exactly.
Yes, which I appreciate, yes.
Yeah, and that would be the explicit. And for whatever reason, we have to say we're explicit on iTunes when we put ourselves out there. But by the way, Rich, you probably saw this, but Google just jumped into the podcast game, which is kind of cool.
Yes, Google
so
Play.
Obviously this is a live show, but we do repurpose us as a podcast. So Google just jumped into the podcast game, which is pretty interesting. So if you've got a podcast, you can actually submit right now to the Google Play Store.
So, okay. That's like iTunes, their version of iTunes?
It's good. Well, here's how kind of it breaks down, right? And Lisa, you can kind of speak to this. I mean, it's all about branding, really, right? I mean, it's Apple versus, you know, and that's sort of the operating system there, of course, but it's Apple versus Android. And Android really hasn't had a phenomenally, like, outstanding player. I mean, you've got Stitcher. And Rich, what else do you have in the Android sort of Windows-based space? I mean, you got Stitcher and
SoundCloud.
And SoundCloud, yeah. But, I mean, obviously Google is the behemoth. And for them to get into the podcast game, I mean, I think it's pretty huge.
Awesome.
So, yeah, pretty cool. And by the way, the Holy Grail is coming. The Holy Grail is coming. If you're just getting started and you're like, oh, I can't do a podcast. Like, you know, I don't want to do it because it's all too crowded. I can't, you know, make my way into the space. This is just the beginning. I mean, really, it's been around forever.
Yes, it has.
But when you come right down to it, this is very much sort of at the, we're at the precipice. We're at the precipice. I just like saying that
word. That's a big word, Steve Ulcher.
You know what? That's like four syllables. So we're at the precipice of like
now
really
we have to wipe
amazing.
The mic off.
And I've got this throat thing going on too. Whoever is next, I feel sorry for you. All right, but we're at the precipice of really interesting things because Wi-Fi is coming. Wi-Fi is coming to the car. And as soon as Wi-Fi hits the car, that's when you can literally just push a button and you can literally get
listen
whatever podcast.
Us.
And you can listen to us, exactly. All right, very cool.
So, Lisa, what do you say to that? If it's going to be blowing up, it's even more important that we know what our message is and how to get it out there so we stand out. That's almost
daunting.
Absolutely.
You know, you were talking about things that are commoditized and like, sound like everybody else. And, you know, the actual case study that came to my mind was this chiropractor that I used to work with. And, you know, when I met him, he said, oh, my ideal clients are anybody with a spine. And, of course, that was not specific. It did not make him stand out. And really, he was lying because he was miserable in his business. He was attracting everybody that had any kind of back pain, regardless of whether they believed in chiropractic or, you know, even whether they're, you know, they would be willing to pay for it. And he was miserable. So it's so important to just to really claim what it is, who it is you are and what makes you unique and who you want to work with. Those are the people that are going to stand out, just like Steve is. Like, you, Steve, you're letting your personality fly here. You're having a blast, and that's what makes this unique.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And senseless.
And senseless, exactly. All right, so let me just ask you this, because there's a lot of people at home who would love to do what you were able to do, which is create a massively successful business. And I consider a successful business to be any business that actually makes a dollar. So I consider you to be a massively successful business person because you've made a heck of a lot more than a dollar. As a matter of fact, you've been able to make seven figures working just 3 days a week, right? I mean, you got Mondays, you got Fridays off, you spend the time with the family. So how on earth were you able to do that?
You know, it's so linked to marketing because I just decided I wasn't going to be doing shit with people that didn't appreciate what I was doing and didn't want to do it and that really sucked my energy. So when I got clear and I started saying no and really saying big yeses to people that were right on, you know, right on with what I needed, that's when the money started flowing in and things felt so easy. So I actually really simplified my business to only work with people that really were valuing, hey, I'm stuck with my marketing, I don't know my words, what I'm doing is unique, you know, I'm holding myself back from, you know, going and taking advantage of situations because I don't know what to say about what I do, and they really resonated with me, and then they were willing to really invest big bucks to work with me because, right, because they heard me speaking to them, they knew I was the one for them. They weren't shopping around because there was nobody doing what I was doing, saying what I was saying.
Yeah.
And that actually helped me to work less and make more.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I actually do have a question around pricing. And as a marketing, I mean, obviously you've got to be, just an incredible marketer here in order to be able, number one, of course, to differentiate yourself from your competition, but number two, to then get to a pay scale that, frankly, others just cannot seem to get to. Can you talk about sort of the fear around pricing and how pricing actually can work to your benefit as it has for you by pricing, if you will, some of your potential customers out of the opportunity to work with you? You know what I'm asking you?
I do, and I'm going to actually answer something a little bit different than what you asked, because something that I teach in marketing is around articulating the outcome or the benefit of the work that you do. I call them juicy benefits, right? So people need to understand how their life or their business is going to be different after working with you. That's what they will invest in. That's what they will go into debt and put it on their credit card for, because they say, you know what? Oh, my gosh, I can see how I just can't wait any longer. I must have this change. I must do this now. I don't want to waste any more time. In fact, I see how it's going to cost me even more money if I wait. And the way that they have those reactions is when you as a business owner can really clearly articulate in a unique way that's unique to you how you're going to change that business's life, that person's, that individual's life, how are they going to be different. That's when you actually, I've noticed even, Steve, that there's a relationship between people's ability to talk about what they do and the outcome of what they do and what they're willing to charge. When they have the words, they're willing to charge it. Their confidence gets increased. They know what to say. But when they don't know what to say, they're hiding. They're charging what they think everybody else is charging, and they're not willing to take a stand for what it is that they're providing in the world.
Yeah, and you had a question, Mary.
Well, no, not so much a question. Well, yeah, kind of. So how do you, like, how did you put out to your, in your marketing, identifying the personality or the characteristics or attributes of the person you wanted to work with? Do you get what I'm, like, if you're a crabby person, this is not for you. So disqualify a couple of people right off the top.
So when I work with people, helping them to get clear on who their ideal clients are, there's five or six different ways we come at it. And believe it or not, one of them is, what do you not want, right? Because
right.
I love when you're saying, I don't want to work with these people, right? What you don't want. But you don't necessarily put that out there. But what you do is you go, what's the opposite of that? Like, what is it that I do want?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can say, like, somebody who is, say, a life coach and helps women that are going through a divorce, like, create a new exciting life, right? If they just put out there, are you going through a divorce, they're going to get everybody, whether they're ready for coaching or not, right?
Right.
So, no, they have to really put out there, hey, are you ready to use this life transition to, like, create an exciting new chapter? Do you believe in yourself enough to invest in yourself right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you in a place where you're excited about, you know, about maximizing the changes and just all that stuff? And everything I just said is describing the ideal client for that life coach.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and just, well, I guess I'm a little bit fuzzy on this, but is it okay when you are talking to clients to really get to the heart of whether or not, I mean, look, you can only work with so many people, and you're only working, well, 3 days a week. So you are going to have to be very selective about who those clients are. So where does that sort of, can you pay me enough to make this worthwhile sort of part of the equation come in? How do you figure that out, and how do you do that in a way where you're not insulting a potential customer?
Yeah. Well, there's two layers, right? There's the marketing part where, like, if they go to my website, my language is so specific about who they are. And I teach people something called inner dialogue and creating headline questions that are based on the inner dialogue. So they go to my website and it says things like, you know, are you super frustrated that you don't have the word to describe what you do? Are you ready to finally make an investment in yourself so that you don't have to struggle anymore? And I have all this language on my website and in what I say, like I am right now, where people go, yes, 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 yes. Yes, that's what I want. So that's the first screening level, right? When your marketing is so tuned to the frequency of your ideal client and is so clear, and you're so clear about what it is you're doing that's unique, that screens people out, right? So by the time they get with me on the phone, if that's where the sale is made, if it's with me on the phone, then there's just some fine tuning that I need to do to really see, like, am I the person for them, and what level of service do they need from me? Is one of my bigger programs where they, you know, they're in a group with a bunch of people, or is something where we get to work more intimately? And so that's where marketing serves a purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to work for you, not against you. But many folks, their marketing is working against them.
Yeah, yeah, and that happens far, far, far too often. So believe it or not, we're coming up here against another break. So when we come back from this break on Reinvention Radio, and by the way, thank you to the Blab Universe who are joining us, and the numbers are going up as we continue here through the episode. So thank you so much for spreading the word and joining us here on Reinvention Radio. If you don't do it, if you have any questions for Lisa, now is a great time. Hold on that board. Don't touch the board. To ask a question about marketing and whatnot with Lisa Cherney here. And it's 866-977-2346. And you're going to hit number one. More with Reinvention Radio right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Olscher, and the lovely Mary Goulet and Rich Ote. And we are joined here by our, well, man, a special guest in the house. Thanks, Brett, for dropping in early.
Hey, man, super excited to be here.
Yeah, buddy. So we got Brett Gregory in the house. And I think you know our lovely Lisa Cherney that's on with us right now. You do, correct? Yes, of course you do.
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Yeah, Lisa actually needs the mic. Yeah, hello. So Lisa, say hello to Brett.
Hi.
Hi, Brett. Yeah. If you were going to be there, I definitely would have showered and driven down.
Is that what it took?
A lot, all right. Lisa. All right.
So now we know.
You know where you stand, Steve Olscher.
You know what?
Wow.
Actually, I have taken pictures.
Right back down.
I have taken pictures with Brett Gregory, and believe me, the ladies like Brett a lot more than they like Steve Ulster. It works out well. It's a credibility thing. It's like, you know how like when you hang out with the cool cats, right? Then people are like, well, that guy must be cool. Even if he's not, they just think like, hey, it's got to be pretty much okay.
The coolness kind of rubs off.
It kind of rubs
you,
off.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Thanks for sharing, Lisa.
All right. All good. All right. So, Lisa, before the break, we were talking about all sorts of interesting things. And, of course, we're talking about marketing and juicy marketing, specifically with Lisa Cherney. And before I forget, because this last segment here always seems to fly by, Lisa, how do people find out more information about you? Where do they go online? And what do you think they really should be taking a look at when they're on your site?
Well, what I'm excited about is I have this thing called the Juicy Marketing Audit, and we're just releasing it now. This is actually the first radio show where I'm offering it. So there's 10 questions. It takes 10 minutes, and people could find out if their marketing passes or fails, and literally they're going to have a roadmap of knowing what changes they need to make in their marketing in order to attract a ton more of their ideal client.
So where do we find that?
Good question, Mary. So where they find that is lisacherney.com/Steve. So lisacherney.com, lisacherney.com/Steve, STEVE. And they just put your name and your email in there, and you'll get popped right over to the Juicy Marketing Audit. And it's super cool. It's going to cover things like we've been talking about today between like your target market and your ideal client, and are you being specific enough, and are you talking about the outcome of your work? And there's a bunch of other questions in there, super easy to evaluate your own marketing.
All right, Rich or Kelly, if you can pop that in to the chat box there for everybody who's watching live, and then, of course, who'll be watching on the recording. If we put the recording out, which we will, it is lisacherney.com/Steve, so we'll drop that into the chat box there as well. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to take the test.
I am. I'm already on her site.
You know why I'm not going to take the test? Because I don't need to fail any more tests that I've already failed in my life. It's like, I don't want to know my score.
Aww.
It's like, you look at it, like, I stopped looking to clout, like, about, I don't know, about 3 years ago. Because it's like, your clout score this week is 52. Okay, that's pretty good. Your clout score this week is 12. I'm like, what the fuck happened over the last week?
You'd rock the Juicy Marketing Audit, Steve Ulster.
Brett, what's your clout score? You probably have a clout score.
I have absolutely no idea.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what clout is? Oh, man. Well, all right, so this is 2015.
This is the only time once a week I come out from under my rock.
And welcome, by the way, because
we
so appreciate you coming out to join us. All right, so Lisa, before I forget here, what are some of the things, like if someone's going to potentially hire you because they need help with their marketing, and this is a perfect example for those who have a service-oriented business, and I know you have online products and those sort of things, and I know you have things that people can read, but talk to me about how you price your services. In other words, like, if somebody actually wants to work with Lisa Cherney, how did you think about your pricing so that you could, because obviously you started with the end in mind. The end in mind is, I want to spend time with my kids. I want to have Mondays and Fridays off. I want to work a few days a week. I want to build a solid business. But in order to do that, you probably still had a goal in mind in terms of what it was going to take in your household in order to, well, basically just, well, you don't want to just survive. I mean, I know how you are. You want to thrive. You want to wear the Gucci and, you know, all that fun stuff. So how do you then go back to your pricing and make sure that you're not trading dollars for hours? Because I know a lot of people who are service professionals like yourself end up doing exactly that, which is just trading the dollars for hours. So talk a little bit about pricing and what people can think about insofar as how they can leverage their time, their knowledge, their expertise, so they are not, in fact, trading those dollars for hours.
One of the best things to think about when you're looking at your pricing is, what is it costing your ideal client to not work with you? And this is such a powerful question to ask yourself, and it's exactly what I did to determine my prices. So I did not look at myself and my lifestyle and all that. What I did was I looked at when an ideal client, my ideal client in this case would be somebody who has an awesome product or service, a passion that a mission they really want to get out there, but they're not. And they really actually feel like their life is not fulfilled, and they want to help way more people than they are, and they're not. What is it costing them if they really need to work with me and they're not?
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I base my prices on, and this is what I coach my clients on too. You know, when you're an image consultant, you know, when you're a chiropractor, when you're a parenting coach, when you're a relationship expert, when you're, you know, a Facebook ad expert like your next guest, and when somebody needs you and they really need you, they're your ideal client, they're poised and ready for that transformation, and they don't invest in you and they don't get that solution, what does it cost awesome. And for healers and things, I mean, it costs people their life. It costs people their families. It costs people their relationships, their dreams. That's how you put a value on your work. Mm-hmm. It blows the whole hours for dollars things out into a whole nother stratosphere that you don't even need to look at or relate to when you look at it that way.
Okay, so can you put a number on that for, as an example, an image consultant or a masseuse? I mean,
sure. So somebody, right? So if somebody's body is in need of regular massage or some kind of body work, and they don't get it, right? So now they're not able to pick up their kids. They're not able to do any of the hobbies or things that they love. They're much more sedentary. They're not able to, you know, play with their grandchildren, you know, and on and on and on until really they're not living a fulfilled life. And you say to somebody, what is it worth to that person to get all that solved? What would it be worth to that person to get all that solved? And I do this with my clients, and they'll be like, oh, my God, that's like $10,000. That's $20,000. You know what? That's priceless. That's how you price your services.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Super, super smart. All right. So what I want to make sure that we do here before we wrap up is I know you have had just a phenomenal opportunity to work with one of the best in the business in Miss Lisa Sasevich, who we'll be having here on very, very, very soon. But can you talk about what it was about Lisa and why you guys decided to pair up and do the Lisa Squared thing and really just, it's a partnership,
Lisa,
right?
Squared.
So like what exactly was it that drew you to Lisa, and what is it that you guys are doing together?
So, you know, I'm the juicy marketing, she's the sassy sales, and marketing and sales go hand in hand, but they're so different, right? The marketing brings people to the conversation, to the point of sale, and then you need to be able to take that clarity in your marketing and bring it to the conversation where somebody's actually making the buying decision. So we team up because you can't really have one without the other. And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that Lisa really specializes in is helping people to go out and use speaking to attract their ideal clients. And I added a whole new bit to what she's teaching around that. We're helping people actually to get one-on-one or strategy session conversations. We call it the juicy offer twist. Mm. And it's such a great marriage because there's a criteria of the people that you want to attract to have those conversations. And so that's like, it's such the great marriage of marketing and sales. So, I mean, and we're friends and we have a blast working together, but our clients just feel now that there's a total solution because they can really get clear on what their product or service is, what their offer is, get all the words they need for their marketing, and then also get clarity when it comes to that point of sale, that conversation, either cool. when you're speaking and making an offer or one-on-one.
Yeah, very, very cool. All right, so Lisa, give out your website one more time and then that special site that people can go to for the assessment.
Sure. So the assessment, the Juicy Marketing Assessment, 10 questions, 10 minutes, lisaturney.com/Steve, lisaturney.com/Steve. And obviously, if you take the Steve off, you'll get to my main site.
Awesome. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining
That's
us
awesome.
Here on Reinvention Radio. Really, really, really good fun there. And I got to tell you, for our first episode, rocking it with Blab and trying
Blab.
To multitask. And our numbers have been going up throughout the hour here, which is awesome. So very cool. We will keep doing this week after week. And for those who have subscribed and rated and reviewed the show on iTunes or Stitcher or one of the others, thank you very much for your support. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited about our next hour.
Yay!
Because we got Brett Gregory here in the house. And that's going to be good quality fun. So thanks so much for joining us here on this episode of Reinvention Radio. And we will talk to you guys really soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.